In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, popular verse. You could say that's the only, if you're speaking about missions, that's the only verse or one of the few verses you could use. But there's a lot packed in each verse in the Bible, and I just want to draw some things out tonight. Mark 16, 15 says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Well, like I mentioned, I grew up in church, and missionaries would come through. We had mission conferences or occasional Wednesday night or whatever. We'd have missionaries come through. And I used to think, missionary, wow, just this vast, into all the world, and in the bush down in Africa and in Germany or China, and you think of the missionary stories. It just, to me, it just seemed like this vast expanse of people going out into the world. But if you look at the verse, it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So you can kind of look at it as looking through a telescope. The vastness, at least in my mind, is how I felt when I thought of missionaries and so forth. Just looking out into all the world. But then I thought the other part of that verse says, to every creature. So it kind of brought it back a little closer, as if we're looking through a microscope, looking down at the intricate part of what's vast. Everybody with me so far?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So it says, all the world and to every creature. Now, that command was for the apostles. And if you study and look, there was actually more than 12 people involved there when Christ rose from the dead, and it says in 1 Corinthians that he was seen of 500 or more. So there was many people that heard Christ speak and talk after he arose and before he ascended back into heaven. In Matthew, the parallel scripture says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So if God told the apostles, hey, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, then they passed away, but they did their job, and the next generation came. And if they're faithful to what they're supposed to do, then they it took hold, and they got busy, and they preached the gospel, and they planted churches, and they discipled people, and they grew people, taught them all things whatsoever they were taught, and down the line. So here we are in 2017, on March the 19th, in Hanover Baptist Church, and if I could broadcast this to every church that we could, let me just say this. Every born-again Christian has the responsibility to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And there's many ways we can do that. I mentioned in my testimony and in the recap of what's taking place at church that over the phone I was able to talk to people. And with the social media we have nowadays, just the contacts we can have to be able to get the word out and preach the gospel to every creature. But here we are at Hanover Baptist Church here on Sunday evening, March 19th, speaking to a group of God's people. So may I say to you tonight, that it's each and every one of us, our responsibility to go out and preach the gospel to every creature. And we may not all stand behind a pulpit, ladies, preaching, but you can stand on the doorstep and preach. You can stand in the shopping mall and hand out tracts. We can do those type of things to get the gospel out as God commanded us, because we're all responsible to do it. Would you agree with that? Can I get an amen on that? And by the way, somebody told us, shame on us if we don't tell other people, because you never know. But we're responsible to do it. So what I'd like to do, just for the next few minutes, let's go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1, and I'll make a statement. If a species does not reproduce itself, it becomes what?
Extinct.
If it doesn't reproduce itself or replenish, the Bible word replenish means fill to the full, then it becomes an endangered species. Would you agree with that? Well, we as Christians have a responsibility. Go into all the world, that vast, all the world. Preach the gospel. But let's bring it back a little closer to every creature. Every creature. And can I say this? The uttermost parts of the earth are right next door to you in your neighborhood. Or halfway around the globe. Because if one was halfway around the globe, they would think that your house is the uttermost. But the uttermost is anywhere on earth. And we're responsible for that. So let's look at some things tonight for the next few minutes. And you said 15 minutes? I think I've used about 8 minutes. So we will hasten through. But let's leave tonight with something that we are going to do and we're going to renew, or that we're going to realize as our responsibility and see God work as he promises. Genesis chapter 1 verse 11 says, "And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, remember that, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, all right, whose seed is in itself." All right, let's look in verse 12. "Earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good." And if you go down in some other verses, you can find the same verbiage there. Yielding seed talks about a seed, talks about fruit, talks about after his kind. And you know, everything God did here, it says, "And God saw that it was good." So yielding reproduction is good because it is God's plan. So let me ask a question. If we plant apple seeds, what do we get?
Apples.
That is awesome. Hey, tomatoes. Any farmers in here? Anybody plant flowers? Any green thumbs in here? No? All right, just go down to the produce section.
Yeah, nursery guy back there.
Oh, okay. Well, but we understand that concept. Cattle reproduce cattle. Dogs reproduce dogs. Okay, need I go any farther? Okay, so what it is produces after its own kind. Hogwash on this evolution stuff. God says it right here in his word from the beginning. Hey, I created all things and reproduce after themselves. So the command here, if we go down to verse 27, let's look at that. "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Verse 28, "And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish," means to fill to the full, "and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." So God gives a reproductive plan. Seed in itself, bearing fruit after its own kind. Then he says, now with that process, go and multiply. Well, let's put it in terms today. Let's go to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. We'll look at verse 4 through several other verses there. But let's realize something tonight, and let's put it into action, okay? Verse 4 of Luke chapter 8 says, "And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, and cometh the devil, and he taketh the word out of their hearts. And then goes on to explain the ones on the rock. Don't last very long. Some fell among thorns. Verse 14, choked the word, and then the fruit was minimal. And verse 15, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Now, let me ask you a question. You can raise your hand. If you want, how many in here know you're saved, born again, on your way to heaven? Without a doubt, you got it settled. Amen. Well, can I say to you tonight that we have a seed within us, ladies and gentlemen. A seed within us, as we read in Genesis chapter 1, there's a seed, and it's for yielding fruit after our kind. Now, what happens to a species if it ceases to reproduce? It becomes extinct. Or if reproduction is to a minimum, it becomes an endangered species. And I believe today There are some nominal Christians, but actual Christians, I think, are on the decline because the Bible prophesied it. We have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. And real Christians that know Christ and have a salvation testimony and the confidence and the assurance and they're sealed by the Holy Spirit, hey, they know you're saved, but I think we're on the decline. And those of us who know that and have that ought to start reproducing because we have a seed within ourselves, and the seed in ourselves is Jesus Christ. If you would go to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Now in Luke 8, Christ said, the seed is the word of God. John chapter 1 explains the word a little bit farther. It says, in the beginning was the word. And notice the uppercase W. Proper noun denotes a person, place, or thing. Uppercase W on that word says was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And then it goes on down to say, to explain a little bit more. But we know that through study of the Bible, especially here in John chapter 1, that word is Jesus Christ himself. Amen? Now, we learn in Luke chapter 8 that the seed is the word. And if the word is Jesus Christ, and when the Bible says that Christ in our hearts, if we're saved, then ladies and gentlemen, we have a seed within ourselves that we are to plant so that we can bear fruit after our own kind. That's God's reproductive plan in spiritual terms, as he parallels many times temporal things and secular things to explain the spiritual thing. Now, back in the 1970s, I think it was, I don't know if some of you might remember this, there was a commercial on TV, it's about hair care, I think it was Wella Balsam, and the woman was so fascinated with this product now out on the market now, it made her hair just lovely, okay? And it was such a great thing that she had to tell somebody about it. How many remember that commercial? It's okay if you show your age. I'm showing my age, so show your age. I mean, nobody remembers that commercial. Okay. So the commercial went like this. It says, so the product was so great that she told two friends. Right? So now you have three or four people. Wow, we got a product. It's really good. Then you know what happened? It was so great, they told two friends. So then on the television screen, it would be two. Then it would be four. Then it would be eight. Then it would be 16. Then it would be 32, 64, and on and on. The process of multiplication. Because she had something so great, she had to share it with others so that they would catch on, and that they would tell others, and that they would tell others, and that they would tell others. Now, here's what we do. Pastor, can I borrow you for a minute? Okay. So Pastor, we've been praying for him to get saved for a long time, okay? So here I am. I'm just kidding. All right. I am talking to Pastor, and I'm giving him the gospel, give him a gospel tract, planting the seed.
Well, thank you,
sir. Okay? And finally, he gets saved. Wow.
Amen.
Hey, now listen. Just go home and just enjoy it, relax it. Just stay to yourself. Everything's okay. No. We're told in the Bible, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So what are all things? Go to church, read your Bible, and tell others about Christ. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I just told you, receive Christ. You've got the seed within you now. Mm-hmm. Now your command is to, you may not know much about the Bible, a brand new Christian, whatever, but hey, just go tell somebody else what happened to you. So he goes his way, and he tells somebody else. All right? But do I stop doing my job? No, there's others to harvest. So I go tell someone else. And now we have four. And then they stay busy telling. Then we'll have eight. And then the multiplication process starts to take place. And that's God's reproductive plan for seeing people saved, disciples, and growing so that they can carry on the process. Thank you, Pastor. You can sit down. And so I wonder tonight. Are you an extinctive Christian? Is that a word? Extinctive? I know distinctive. Are you, is your lack of effort, and listen, I'm just trying to give you a charge tonight. Because there's people dying and going to hell still today in this area. And they need to be reached. So, is extinction or is it multiplication for bearing fruit and producing other of our kind, which are born-again Christians? We look at all the world. Wow. God, that's a big task. All the world. 8 billion, 9 billion, whatever it is now. That's a big job, Lord. But you know, we as individuals, if we look at other individuals, God honors His word, doesn't return void. And God says, occupy till I come. If He tells us to occupy till He comes, then He's going to keep saving until He comes. So if we reach individuals, then we can reach families. It can be done still today. In dysfunctional America, it can still happen. I'm not trying to be unkind. I'm just being real. God's word and His power still saves, still changes lives. Right? Okay. So we can reach individuals. We can reach families. We can reach communities. We can reach districts. We can reach counties. We can reach states. We can reach regions, countries, continents, and we can reach the world. If each one of us as individuals just plant that seed that's within us, plant it, let God do the growing process, and keep the multiplication going on and on until we see our Lord. Talk about standing in front of the judgment seat of Christ. I dread that time. I really do. But I want to at least be able to tell Christ that my mind and my focus and my efforts were to reproduce after my kind because You commanded me to do so. And don't ever underestimate the power of a tract that has God's word on it. I believe when we get to heaven, I believe there's going to be many people come up to you and come up to me and come up to others we never met, but we'll know them there because we handed a tract or somehow we planted the seed. And you know, now in this life, we may plant a seed, but we never see what happens afterwards. But we plant a seed, somebody else comes along, waters, cultivates and all. See, in heaven, they're going to know. I believe somebody can come right up to me or I can go right up to somebody and we'll know every, you know, we'll have that knowledge. Hey, thanks for that tract, but down here we don't know. Don't ever give up on getting the gospel out. Don't ever stop being minded about there's people dying and going to hell. And we have the answer. It's in this book and it's in the person that we have that's in us, which is the seed. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll end with this. That we need to keep planting so God can grow it so we don't become extinct or an endangered species. So it's up to you. And I pray that God spoke to your heart and that this might just charge us a little more. Clean the track rack out. Get the word out to individuals so we can reach the world.